Welcome back to the No Panic Zone. You're on the Steve Gruber Show. We don't panic. We get information. We share it with you. We have a conversation because the only way we're going to get through a pandemic is we do it together. And we don't lose our cool. We don't lose our heads. You got to keep your act together, keep your head screwed on straight, and get it done. I wonder about some of the decisions coming out of Lansing, Michigan, though, where I live. The governor closing down gun stores to say they're non-essential. The governor saying that doctors are not to be trusted when they write prescriptions for drugs that are showing efficacy of value, saving people's lives, just like the gentleman we had on the program earlier this week that said he was saved because doctors at Henry Ford Hospital in Macomb said, we're writing the anti-malarials, whether the governor likes it or not, saved his life. Joining me now is Dr. John Lott, president of the Crime Prevention Research Center, crimeresearch.org. You can always find out more about what he's doing and writing there. Doctor, welcome back.
Morning.
So, I got a lot of questions here. First of all, some states said that having a gun store and ammunition available was essential. One of the states that said that was Illinois, which I found shocking. You know, very leftist governor there. He said, yeah, it's essential. States like my own, Michigan, no, it's not essential. Shut all the gun stores. Other places going farther. Los Angeles banning gun stores altogether, for example. But now the president comes out, the federal government comes out and says, yes, gun stores are critical infrastructure. Where does that leave people? I mean, does the federal government, do they overrule a state like Michigan? Do they overrule Los Angeles? Who's in charge around here?
Right. Yeah, no, Whitmer is, she seems to think that she's a lot smarter than either the doctors or individuals when they're making decisions with regard to their own safety. Basically, in this case, there's going to be a court battle on this stuff. The Fed rules are not definitive by any means on this, but I'm sure it will be raised in the court battle that the Fed have kind of weighed in on this. But this is the type of decision that is left to the state. And
the point that I'm concerned about, we talked about this last week when you're on the program, but I think it started here in Michigan. When I first shared a story with you 2 or 3 weeks ago, you were shocked to hear that police officers were like, no, we're not coming out. And you said, what? But that's happening in Michigan and Texas and Colorado and Pennsylvania. Police officers saying, listen, coronavirus, unless there's a violent crime going on. Basically, some agencies are saying, listen, if there's a break-in, your garage is getting robbed, your stuff's getting stolen, yeah, we're not going to do a thing about it. Right. We don't care. And they wonder why we guns for protection. When they're going to give criminals the license to run wild over the rest of us? Please, come on.
Sure. No, I mean, look, Detroit, you have 20% of the police officers that are either are not on the job, either because they're sick or they're under quarantine. Even the police chief in Detroit is ill. And they're departments, as you say, across the country, including Michigan, where they're not responding to calls. They don't want to expose officers to the disease. So the question is, what should people do when they're having to confront a criminal by themselves? And Whitmer doesn't believe that they should be able to go and buy a gun right now to be able to go and protect themselves and their families. And I think it's going to be the most vulnerable people who are relatively weaker physically, women and the elderly, and people who are most likely to be victims of violent crime, poor minorities who live in high-crime urban areas.
Right.
Who are going to be the ones who are going to be the ones that are going to be most harmed by her decision. Even in the weeks before her decision, it was difficult to buy a gun. I've talked to a number of licensed dealers across the country, and they will tell you that the background check system was breaking down. There were so many people that wanted to go and buy a gun that they were getting business signals, and it was simply impossible for them to complete the background check so that they could legally sell a gun to somebody who was buying it. There's this real issue of trust that your governor has in terms of believing whether individuals can go and make decisions for themselves.
Doesn't trust the average citizen, doesn't trust the doctors to make life-saving decisions. Apparently, she wants to intervene everywhere. But, of course, we all know that she's auditioning to be Joe Biden's running mate, trying hard to be his running mate. And I just think that now is not the time for that kind of gamesmanship.
Well, I mean, people's lives are at stake. I mean, with regard to the drugs that are there, you know, if somebody is terminally ill, it seems hard to believe why you can't justify letting a doctor try one of these drugs that are out there that have, you know, even if it's anecdotal evidence so far, and they don't have definitive evidence that some of these drugs work. But let's the irony is somebody like her is a very strong supporter of abortion. And her argument would be, well, it's the woman's body; she should be able to do what she wants to do with it. But somehow, when it comes to a drug that might possibly save your life, it's not an individual's body in that case to be able to make a decision with their doctor.
Dr. John Lott here, the president of the Crime Prevention Research Center, crimeresearch.org. Guns are essential for people to protect themselves and to save life and limb. We've got about 30 seconds, doctor. I'll give you the last word.
Well, I mean, it's not just the fact that the police are not showing up. You have police departments in jails in Michigan, which are releasing a large number of inmates that they have. You have the county jails in Macomb and Wayne counties, which are releasing over 25% of the prisoners that they have. It's understandable that people are going to be concerned that the police are either not going to be able to show up or you have criminals that are being released.
And no question.
Simple, no question. Common sense protection, just like you have a fire extinguisher because you might have a fire. You know, we're not talking about the zombie apocalypse right now.
No, we're talking about common sense, and we got to leave it right there. Dr. John Lott, the president of the Crime Prevention Research Center, crimeresearch.org. You get more common sense books and reading material, lots of things to read. Crime Research.
The Roxor Beast of a Sales event is here right now. Get $1,250 off of a 2019 Roxor and an extra year of warranty. That's an industry-leading 3 years of warranty. But then what else would you expect from a side-by-side unlike any other? Roxor is hand-assembled in the USA. With a steel body, box steel frame, and a four-cylinder Mahindra turbo diesel engine. Plus, with a truck-like beltless transmission, you can expect less downtime and more off-road time. Hurry! The Roxor Beast of a Sales event is only for a limited time.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, the most powerful voice for business in Michigan.
I'm Rich Studley with the Michigan Chamber. We represent about 5,000 employers who employ over a million Michigan residents. At times like this, employees and employers have questions. We're your trusted source of information. Please visit the Michigan Chamber's website at michamber.com for the timely and accurate information you need to stay in business and to keep Michigan moving forward.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, moving Michigan forward.